Introduction. Men have fished out of Eyemouth for over 700 years, and their descendants are still doing so today. Where the Berwickshire River Eye falls into the North Sea, it forms a small but deep natural harbour, enclosed on both sides by embracing arms of land. On its southern side is a green-covered promontory, dominated by an elegant 18th-century mansion house, once used by smugglers and later by customs men. On the north, across the bay, rears a vast jagged cliff of grass-topped red sandstone that culminates in a point like the profile of a bulldog. Its flank shows a huge section of fallen-away rock that looks as if a giant has taken a bite out of it. A short sweep of yellow sand forms a beach beneath the southern promontory, and behind it is the town, a huddle of red-roofed, white-walled houses hiding from the wind. A tall, thin church spire pierces the sky behind the streets and narrow alleys. In the spread of open water, between the two points, a cluster of black rocks rear up like broken alligator's teeth. These are the Hurkers, sinister obstacles between which fishing boats must weave a course before they reach safe harbour, which many of them failed to do on the day of the worst storm in the town's history.